The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And we have a live show for you today. Today is February the 6th, 2018. It is a Tuesday, and just want to thank you all for listening to the show today. We have a live show for you, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call at 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue, and then all you have to do is just say excuse me, if not, and then we will get to your calls and bring you up on the board. Would love to hear from you. So that's what we're going to be doing. So before we get going into today's show, we are going to take care of some of the administrative duties. And really quickly, let me just tell you that there's a good opportunity for you all. Well, let me first do what we usually do. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make a donation to the network so that this network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network can continue to grow and bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant so that we will be on air and continually bringing you, you know, some of the things that's going on in the community, in the states, in the country, and on the global geopolitical situation or standings, so that you can be well informed to make decisions about your own sovereignty and self-determination in a more holistic way other than through mainstream media. So even though we do use some of the mainstream media's articles and everything else, we always add our twist to it. But just for you to ask the all-important question, because the question is more important than an answer. So very important that we have this network and all of the programs that are here. And you can support the network by making a donation because it is not receiving any form of support from the mainstream media because it doesn't push the mainstream media's agenda. So it does have a more holistic grassroots approach because it really does come from you, the people, in order for this network to continue to stay on air. It's one of the largest and one of the last of its kind in the world. Don't let that end anytime soon because it is definitely, in my opinion, is definitely needed. So please give some of your financial energy. Make a donation to the network. All donations, great and small, are greatly, greatly appreciated because that is what keeps the network going. Okay? Also, the network, also another way that you can support the network is by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected, meaning this. Most people think that Facebook, which some people call Facebook, is free. Not. Their Facebook and Facebook is gaining from your overall participation while it's not giving you any of the proceeds or any of the funds that are generated from your overall postings, your likes, your how many people are your friends and everything else, all of your activities. And so it's really, really crazy to me how we can involve ourselves in something that is gaining from us and we don't require it to actually consider our position. But if a friend or somebody else or a business that you can see that, you know, you would actually require them to serve you and expect them to, if you're going to give them something, that they should be giving you something in return. But I guess it's an exchange that people are willing to make on Facebook because they've made it popular by way of, first they made it popular by way of gossiping and everything else, and then boom, it just really, really took off from there. But I would definitely say that why do that when they're not going to do anything for you at all, but you are supporting and creating its overall existence. So it's crowdfunding and crowdsourcing without you being able to benefit from the overall revenue that it comes into their overall coffers. It stays with them. So come on over to BTR Community where you can be a member for only $24 a year. And right now there is a promotional special that's being run for BTR Community. Everyone can try BTR Community for 30 days for free. And then that 30-day trial period, you can see if you want to continue the other 11 months for only $24 for that year. So one-time fee of $24 will get you the membership inside of BTR Community. And why is that important? Because you're actually a member inside of a social media network where you can promote things about you, your business, things that you think are important, and actually establish a responsible and a, you know, within reason, respectable business that will benefit you, and it benefits BTR Community as well. So come on over to the special. I mean, utilize the special that we have now for BTR Community. It's a 30-day free trial period before deciding if you want to become a full paying member for the rest of the year of $24. So worthwhile. You should, I think everyone should engage, everyone that listens. If we do that, then that will make sure that the network is on next year and later on this year, because the way things go, you never know. And we don't want the network to be in such a bind that it has to actually shut down its overall network or shut down its broadcast, its daily broadcast to you, the everyday listener. So protect the network by giving some of your financial energy, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. ProsperityMint.com is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can save as a king or a queen or save as a lady and a gentleman. Transfer your debt wage payment that slaves are given, because slaves are always paid in debt. and transfer it into a savings of real money. You can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Make sure you send Prosperity Mint a email before you check out what's in inventory, but then before you buy, send them an email, tell them that you are thinking about buying a particular item and then or items, and they will give you the proper way to purchase, and it's for your benefit. It's not going to be used for any marketing, sales, or anything else. It's for your benefit. You need to know some of these things. So make sure that happens, okay? Also, if you would like to engage, what? One more thing. It was one thing before that needed to. Yep, there it is. Got you. Okay. Also, if you would like to engage in the crowdfunding, crowdsourcing platform, you can do that through Coins of Change. All you have to do is email me at powerincrowdfunding.com. Powerincrowdfunding.com. I'm going to do a show later on. I anticipate some movement in Coins of Change that's in the benefit of all of the existing members. I had a meeting, very, very productive meeting with some of the critical personnel inside of Coins of Change, and there are some good things. I will tell you one of the things that I think that the overall platform definitely needs, it definitely needs a marketing direction to help it along because it's only been in existence since November, and that will definitely help it to get more exposure, gain more, and that was pretty much agreed upon. So looking forward to that, and I'm actually going to take a very proactive role in that so that that happens, because that better protects the platform and all of the members that are there. So a good marketing strategy, we need to hire a marketing VP. And so a marketing VP needs to be hired. So I'm going to help and do my best to find the appropriate person to lead that those efforts in the direction that best serves the platform and all of the members within Coins of Change, because that is what's, in my opinion, is one of the things that's needed. And it was good to have the resounding support of the hierarchy within Coins of Change to say, yes, that is definitely something that's needed in the works, and go for it. Definitely help us out with that. And then they'll hire or acquire the right person for that position. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And if you know of an individual that has that type of background, a marketing background that has actually dealt with a international company, definitely you can email me, or you can email me at powerincrowdfunding.com, powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. So I'm going to actually help out and get that ball rolling, because it's one of the things that's needed. Also, let me see what's happening. I will let you all know real soon about the RDP summit that's going to be happening in June. Give you more information, just waiting on a couple of potential vendors and the range to get back with me. I will be giving them a call again. I actually spoke to the person that is in charge of that. In charge of their events, already spoke to them, and so now I just need to follow up with them again and let you know how that's going. So looking forward to that, and we'll talk more about that we will talk about that on Thursday. Looking forward to having more information or just giving more details about that, and we'll start the Eventbrite invitation and RSVP relatively soon here. So that's some of the administrative things that we needed to talk about. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, because as I always say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So big ups to all of you that are listening to the show today, and we're going to jump into what's in the news. Didn't have time to post a lot as to what's in the news. Got kind of behind today. Seems to be the general trend for me now, and I need to pick I need to make sure that that doesn't continue, because my days get crazy and I get behind, and you don't ever want to get behind when you're trying to prepare for a show. Let me just say, tell you all, to do a show here on Tando Radio Show. And Scotty is not going to be doing BTR news after Tando Radio Show, feeling a little under the weather, and so he needs to take care of himself. And, that is going to BTR. BTR News will probably be back next Tuesday, and we all hope Scotty feels gets better and needs the rest to do that. So big ups to my man Scotty. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you in joining the chat room. So Scotty, no BTR News after Tando Radio Show today. We'll be back next week. And my man Scotty needs to take some time and to rest up and heal up. Man, this flu thing is really causing some havoc throughout the country. And so I would say to you all, protect yourself, protect your immune system. Don't use hand sanitizers. That actually weakens your immune system. It's so what you definitely want to use is real bubbly soap that's not antibacterial, non-antibacterial bubbly soap, and just infuse it with colloidal silver, and that's all you really need to wash your hands. It will be doing really well. That will actually strengthen your immune system and support your immune system. So make sure that we're protecting ourselves and have the appropriate minerals in your vitamin D3 is essential. Vitamin D3 and so many other ones. Definitely, I always ingest colloidal silver. Take a couple of drops underneath my tongue. Also, spray it in your hair. Good way to get into your bloodstream. But if you feel people are getting sick at your place of employment or at your business. One of the things that you definitely want to do, it does not feel good, woof, but you can actually, but it definitely works. You can spray colloidal silver, get a nasal spray, put colloidal silver in that, and that will get into your bloodstream the fastest. Or you can take nanoparticle silver, which is a more condensed, smaller particles of silver, and you could actually drop them in your eyes. It's just, and believe me, your eyes will thank you for the overall relief that you give them when you drop colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. I would definitely drop the nanoparticle silver that is completely clear, the clear one. You're going to have some real, some real strength to drop some of the stronger percentages of colloidal silver that is brown, that has a brown tint to it, in your eyes. So just, you don't have to do that one. Just use the nanoparticle silver or the clear form of colloidal silver. Drop it in your eyes. That gets in your bloodstream right away. You can use that when people around you are sick, just to kind of give your overall immune system some support. But I will say this. Before we get into the news, one of the things that I definitely want to say is now's the time that you should actually be making colloidal silver, but you should also purchase it for the different forms, because some of the different forms, the ones that have the larger parts per million, you can use those as your first aid. Your vitamin D3 is wintertime. Everybody needs vitamin D3. Most people are vitamin D3 deficient anyhow. Make sure you're getting the proper supplements, but make sure you're drinking alkaline water with it, or living water with it, or mineralized water, which, running kind of behind, I left my actual water in the vehicle, so I got to go get that. But I wanted to say this. One thing you want to do is that in times like this, because I'm going to tell you, truth is the truth, there is a confrontational war that could break out at any moment. And if it does, what we want to do is we want to make sure that you have your supplies on hand. Remember, there's a rule that you all should be living by. One is none, and two is one. Meaning this, if you, let's say you have colloidal silver at home. If you have one bottle at home, you have none. If you have two bottles at home, you have one. So just want to give you a little heads up. Don't exhaust some of the things that you may need. Make sure you have your emergency stash of different things and rotate those to keep them fresh and keep them, keep them inventory so you know where they are and their overall conditions, because what you don't want to do is that something goes awry and then there's something that you need, especially for some of you that you may have different conditions. If you're anemic, make sure you have your iron supplements. If you're someone that has your allergies, make sure you have your thieves oil, your colloidal silver, and all of that stuff. You have all of that. You have on hand a supply in case you don't have the luxury of going to the supermarket or the pharmacy or the health food store to pick that stuff up. Make sure that you have a stash at home with you. And then always know, have a kind of running total of some of the things that you need and some of the things that you needed to acquire in a hurry in case you had to. Okay? So just wanted to put that out before we get into the news. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article I posted, and this one, it says the increasing likelihood of a nuclear war should straighten out all of our priorities. And definitely think that is a possibility, even if you don't agree, but definitely, because right now we're not dealing with that type of environment. If that changes, and could it change? Absolutely. What's the likelihood of it changing? Well, it's greater today than it was yesterday or the days before the past, so why take a risk on it? Make sure that you try to prepare as much as you can, and believe me, any preparations that you take right now is going to go a long way in case if something did happen. I always like to say, if you prepare and nothing happens, you lose nothing. Everything that you have acquired in preparing, you could use. But if you fail to prepare, you have the opportunity to lose everything. So life is really about sometimes weighing risk. And so the risk of not preparing, over-preparing, is really a no-brainer. In any person, from just looking at history, if you objectively look at history, you would see that there is a yo-yo effect that always happens throughout history, and you never want to get caught on the side of that yo-yo effect. Y-O-Y-O, meaning you're on your own. And if you're on your own, you're going to want to be able to have some things that you're not going to be able to get into. Because everything is fine when you feel good, your belly is fit, your belly is full, you're hydrated, everything, you're healthy, everything is fine. But the minute that can change as quickly as how fragile life itself is. Our overall physical existence is extremely fragile. Extremely fragile. Once you start to go the other side or start cheating or another way, sometimes you can't bring that back. And just because everything is okay right now, what happens to a lot of people that you've seen throughout history, when something went awry, they were not prepared for it at all. And you can see the outcome of that happening and how traumatic that was for those overall individuals that were able and fortunate enough to survive that. So I always hear this from people that weren't prepared. Once they get through an encounter or an event that makes them think, they always say, I see why it's so important to be prepared. It actually what started me into my overall preparedness journey in life, or my preparedness lifestyle, because I was a young child in New York City when the lights went out. And I was not prepared for that, and that was so traumatic for me. For those of you that do remember that, my man Gary Collins was in Star Wars, watching Star Wars when the lights went out. That was not a good feeling at all. And I think that now is different than in the 70s, in 1977. For those of you that weren't around, it was today is much different than then, because if today some of the lights go out, you have to look at what were some of the causes. And some of the causes of the lights going out could mean that they don't come back on for months, for months, weeks, or days, if we're lucky. And if it's out for months, if it's more than two months, or more, really more than a month, the overall effects of that are huge. So, and we've done shows about that, and we'll continue to do that as well. We'll talk about that at some other time. So check out that article. Next article, my man L.A. Ramon posted, U.S. Air Force begins massive GPS blackout in the western United States, doing the largest ever air war drill. And this is and it's going to start. And this is, we talked about this before, and this is the actual war drill is called Red Flag, and starts on Friday and will conclude on the 16th. And let me tell y'all, it actually started on January the 26th. And it is going to go to February the 16th. Let me tell you why I got some major concerns about that one there. Because the Olympics will have just ended right around that time. Let me think. I think it's 2 weeks. No, the Olympics will be going on. And I do definitely think and anticipate some major events, which has already started to happen in Syria, some major. Your major event, Olympics, or right after the Olympics, the things can really, 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 really change. So definitely want to be aware of that. So check out that. Next article from L.A. Ramon, put ABC News. It says Australian. Okay, here it is. ASX 60 billions wiped off Australian share market. So check out the markets. We're doing crazy things the past couple of days, and it kind of rebound now, but I don't trust it. A lot of different things is going on in all of the markets, the crypto markets, the regular S&P 500, the global markets, and everything else. So check that article out. Next article, this one comes from naturalnews.com. It says NASA scientists, people are born creative geniuses, but get dumbed down by the U.S. educational system. See, they always tell you. We've been talking about that since the first show that we had here. And I would say it's not an educational system. It's a schooling system. The schools, you're not educated here. There's a big difference between an educated person and a school person. Okay? An educated person has life experience as to why they do some of the things that they do. That's an education. Schooling is just where you actually go to an institution to actually learn their overall doctrines or their overall curriculum on what they're teaching. That's schooled. And it's just like currency and money. We get confused when we need an education and we think that schooling is an education. No, schooling is not an education. There's a huge, huge difference. Completely, is just as diverse as currency and money. We call cash money, and it's not money, it's currency. Schooling is schooling. Education is education. So definitely that article, I think, is really, really, really important. It's going to be one of the headlines for today's show. Next article, Roz posted this one from National Geographic News. Melting Arctic permafrost will release tons of toxic mercury. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Sputnik News. China intercepts missile in space 1 week after failed U.S. attempt. Oh, the U.S. tried also this week, and they failed again. Now, China was able to do what the U.S. wasn't able to do, but they did it in space, which is even more difficult. And I have some real, I think that China has pretty much perfected missile countermeasures, because in Hawaii, I think there was a when they had that overall EAS, emergency alert system where they said an incoming ballistic missile was inbound, seek cover. This is not a drill. I think that that missile was inbound, and then China didn't want that overall to happen, for that overall war to start on those terms that somebody else was starting them on, and they had countermeasured that overall missile. This actually supports for me, and it clarifies for me, not saying for you, for me, this validates and substantiates what I had suspicion of during that overall time, that overall event in Hawaii, then a couple of days later, or the same day as well, and a couple of days later in Japan, where they had the same thing. So no coincidence. And there was actually an article that I didn't get to read in What Was the News the other day involving that as well. I'll get to that today real quick. There's another article. Let me find it real quick. Next article I got from RT, Russia International. Trial run of intimidating North Korean military parade captured by satellites. Check out North Korea is having a military parade just a couple of days before the Winter Olympics start in South Korea. And I want to just say I'm probably going to just label it as Korea, because I think the overall reunification has already been done pretty much. Next article, this one's from Press TV. Iran opposes unauthorized foreign presence in Syria. Excuse me, I said Iran. It was Russia opposes unauthorized presence in Syria. Who's the unauthorized presence in Syria? The main one is the U.S. and all of the militia groups that they brought in there. So Iran and Russia are coming to that conclusion. And so check out that next one. This one is from CNBC. Carl Icahn told CNBC on Tuesday, there are too many exotics leverage products for investors to trade one. And one day these funds are going to blow up the market. The market is a casino on steroids. Who's been saying that, y'all? We've been talking about that, the market being a casino. That's how we've always classified it since. Hey, Carl, quit listening to Tando Radio Show and not giving us any credit for when you take some of our quotes. Chunk, or I won't say that. He's an elder. Well, no, I say that. I'll stick with that. Quit biting our stuff without giving proper quotations, man, where you got that from. With these derivatives, and they're like the fault lines that lead to an earthquake on Wall Street. And so some of the things that he said in that article was definitely the warning, because they tell you before they do it. And some of the things that he said in there is that that a lot of people are going to get hurt, or a lot of people are going to pay the price for the market, just like they did in 1929. So let me give you the quote that he says, concluding that passive investing is in a bubble right now. There's going to be a major, major, major correction. This is a malfeasance of real deep of the problem that we have in our market. There is a huge bubble of passive money flowing in, a sort of euphoric, and a lot of people are going to pay the price, just like in 1929. I don't think the market will bounce back from these rumbles before the earthquake. The market is telling you something. It is telling you it's very dangerous, and it's way over leverage. So this is what was said this morning. Let me see one more thing. And he says, eventually, last quote, real quickly, there's going to be a bigger problem than in 2009 and 1929. One second. Excuse me. Starting to get some thunderstorms here, and it messes up, you know, I live out in the boonies, and so our overall internet is not the best. So as soon as I said that, it went out. Boop. So let me, here it is. Eventually, there's going to be a bigger problem than in 2009 and 1929. Eventually, a major storm is coming. Could be 5 years. could be 5 months. And I'll tell you, it could be 5 days. Could be 15 days. So check out that article that we posted there. And let me see. That was basically it for the articles. Now, let me just say this. The likelihood of my overall internet getting knocked out is extremely high because starting to get some thunderstorms where I live, and that always takes out my overall internet. So another article that L.A. Ramon had posted was that this one came from foreignpolicy.com. It says it's time for the elites to rise up against the ignorant masses. So check out, let me see what this article is real quick. Let me pull this up. So this one came from Foreign Policy. Good article. Thanks, L.A. I mean, L.A. Ramon. And let me pull this up real quick, and then we'll get into it. It's time for the elite to rise up against the ignorant masses. And you know what? And it's so funny that... Oops. One second. And I think with... And I didn't talk to L.A. Ramon. And this was an article from, it was a while back, but I think it lays out to what the overall plan is here. And this was an article from 2016, in June of 2016. And I'm glad L.A. Ramon had posted that, because today's show, it goes right in with today's show. And today's show, let me give it to you. Today's show is, This Powerful System Has History. That's the topic for today's show. This powerful system has history. And if we know that it has history, then we can better position ourselves for that. So we're going to jump into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Really quickly, I may want to do something real before we get started. It may be... let me see if this it's like a 2-minute video will come up. Let me just see if it will. If it will, I'll put it inside of the chat room, and Scotty can play it real quick. Yep. Okay. It's about 2 minutes. So let me put this inside, and then Scotty can play this real quick. Give me a second. I want you to hear this warning. And I'm saying this not to scare anyone, as I always say, but to bring you a measure of truth that happens within the system. You know, if we didn't substantiate and validate some of the things that we say, people would be highly upset. But they really can't, because it's right in front of us. And the thing is that people always – you know what? One of the powerful things about this system – Scotty, if you would, I just posted into – the chat room, if you could just click that and play that 2-minute video that's inside of that article. Okay, thanks, Scotty. Let me just say this. If we didn't substantiate by what we talk about here with some of the articles and actually pull out bits and pieces of why we're saying what we're saying, then everyone would say, you know, that's conspiracy theory and everything else. And, you know, I really laugh at people that talk about conspiracy theory, because the system has been so prevalent and it's domesticated so many people that we make excuses for the overall adversities and the obstacles and the agendas that are against us that gets put forth. I mean, that's like the perfect thing to do in controlling people. Make the people make excuses for you so you don't even have to respond to it. And, man... I really, really, really do. It's an amazing thing. And I'm going to tell you, in order to get that type of traction, in order to get that type of momentum moving in people's lives and to benefit your overall agenda or your objectives, you have to start at a very early age. This is why, in my opinion, that they have the schooling systems, take them out of the children out of the home and have them serve their true masters, that being the overall system, the economic system, at the earliest possible age, and to break them down from the very beginning, have them get up early for school in the morning. And you all know, when children get up early for school in the morning, they are not happy because they're not supposed to be doing that at all. Their body needs the rest. They need to actually be growing and playing and everything else and developing. And the system knows that that's the time to break them down and destroy them. And this is why when you were a child, and your children today, when you wake them up for school, but if you wake them up for something else, it's the timing of school and everything else was coordinated for breaking down the person. I'm going to tell you how powerful that is. And anybody who's ever been in the military knows what I mean. One of the first things that the military tries to do when they take young people from out of the civilian population and indoctrinate them into the military, the first thing that they do is get them physically exhausted by not allowing them to sleep, sleep deprivation. So Scotty's going to play, and we'll come back if he's ready. Whenever you're ready, Scotty, just... And then stop from... This is more healthy for them. And actually, in my opinion, young people shouldn't even be going to school... shouldn't start their overall... They should start their educational process early, but they should not be in any form of institution for schooling or anything until they're starting, you know, at the beginning age of 13 years old to until 27 years old. And hey, for dude, men, man, shoot. Men should have to go to school until 29.
You there, Dave?
In my opinion. Yeah, Scotty.
Yeah, man, I'm having some problems with that website and getting that video to load up, man.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's just giving me some problems, man, and locking up the browser.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
It's best, you know, if I could find it on YouTube. Usually there's copies on YouTube of the same stuff. That's the easiest way to play. Some of these other corporate sites, man, they lock you up with them ads and you know, just the way their websites
are. Yeah. Yeah, let me. I'll find it real quick. I'll pull it up. And we got a caller in queue. Is my man Mel? Go ahead, Mel.
Peace, brother.
Peace. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good. I'm fantastic, man. What's going on, brother?
Peace, brother Scotty, man. I need to know how I'm gonna get my password for my BTR thing, so I'll have to get with you, Dan, and link up with Scotty.
Okay.
But with that homeschooling thing, man, you know, I've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's beautiful. She's not on nobody's clock. She's not, you know what I'm saying, institutionalized.
Yeah.
However, man, like, are you smarter than a third grader? That crap gets hard. You gotta study with them. You gotta learn with them again. You have to relearn so much work, yo. It's not easy to do. And then now they're trying to introduce that core curriculum math, where they're doing that math frontwards and backwards, and it's just nonsense, man.
Common Core, yeah.
Common Core, yeah. Okay, yeah. And it's just ridiculous. They're confusing, and what they're doing is, by doing that, they're separating the parent from the child. Where these kids coming home from school, the parent can't even decipher this.
Yeah.
It's like they're separating the parent from the child. So homeschool is definitely the way to go, but just be prepared to study. You're going to have to do a lot of – you're going to have to learn with them again. You're going to have to relearn and learn. And so it's not as easy as they say it is, but – yeah, you can do it, and that's the way to go. And that's all I wanted to say, brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Man, as always. And let me tell you, my man Mel, right on time. He knew I needed a second. You know, Mel, let me tell you, I appreciate our callers, because Mel gave me a second to go in and find that audio. Mel knew right away. He knew my little cue that, hey, I need some time, and I appreciate you, Mel. The brother called in right when I needed him to call in so I could find this article. And you know what you're saying is so true. Scotty, I just posted it in your back in BTR, the actual YouTube video with this the one I need to put. And it's so true. One of the things, in order to get into homeschooling, you have to have the financial wherewithal, really, to be able to have that. You know, there's different ways that you can do it. You can hire someone, but to me, the best way is there, where a parent is always with that child in their overall development. And I'm going to tell you, in today's world, you're going to have some, you know, where you have some real disposable income to be able to do that effectively. So this is another reason why we really need to be preparing positioning ourselves for the overall, what's in the best interest of you individually, your family, and our overall community. So well said, Mel. That is very, very true. Hey, Mel, Scotty said use the word username, forgot, and then and use the password. Tell him to use forgot username or forgot password. Okay, so use forgot password and forgot username for that 30-day trial.
Yeah, Dave,
Mel,
can
okay?
you hear me?
Yeah, no, I don't want no trial, brother. I contributed.
No, that's not. Hey, can you hear me, Mel?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is, if you forgot your username or forgot your password, just go to btrcommunity.com and put in, you know, your email registration. It'll send you the information.
Oh, okay. I can just register. Okay. Okay. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
And again, I apologize that it took me so long to contribute, and I will definitely be contributing again, brother.
Oh, appreciate you, man.
You too.
Appreciate you, man. Okay, my mistake. I misunderstood that. Mel, and my man Mel said, no, man, I already did that. I forgot my password. Mel, get a book and write all your passwords down.
I'm ready with the video, Dave.
My man. Okay, so much love, much respect, brother. All right, so what I want to do, I want to play this quick video. It's about 6 minutes. Before we get into today's show, and there's a reason why I want to play this, because it goes right along with our show today. This is Carl Icahn talking about the market, and very, very important that we hear the overall clues what the system has in store for us, because they do one of the sick ritual that they practice is that they always tell you before they do it. So we're going to play this video. Listen up real closely.
And catch up with these big market participants, especially at times like this. Find out what they're doing and what they really think about the markets. And like the rest of us, Carl Icahn was watching yesterday's volatility, and today's volatility for that matter, in awe and perhaps fear. Stocks moving so much, so fast, and trying to make sense of it all.
I don't remember seeing a market with this kind of volatility in 2 weeks. I look back, I've been around a long time, and maybe there has been, and I just forgot about it. But what you've seen here, I have never seen, that I can remember.
Wow.
So I do think that this is just telling you something. It's giving you, it's a warning.
Yeah, a warning that given some of the derivative products that are out there, that today's correction could one day, Icahn said, become an earthquake.
Today, you have these triple leverage ETFs that are crazy. I mean, you have these index funds with leveraged ETFs against them, where I don't see any difference between that and 1929. So eventually, this is just a little rumbling, a little fault line. I think this market will bounce back, probably. I think, eventually you get through this little panic thing. But one day, this thing is just going to implode.
So Icahn was on with us, in mid-November, and said that the market had reached, in his words, a euphoric state, that it had, quote, run away, and that a big correction was likely. So this is not probably a big surprise to Carl or many other big investors, especially at Davos, who started saying, you know what, this sounds a little bit euphoric to me. The question is, how long does it last? How deep does it go? No one can answer that question, but Icahn says this is not the big one if you're thinking that it might be.
As I was listening to the interview, I wrote down here in quotes, major storm coming. Those were his words. I don't know whether it's going to be 5 years, 5 months, 5 days from now, but I said I don't know that, but this is the rumbling before the quake.
So a few years ago, he famously put out his Danger Ahead video. If you guys remember, we talked about it at the time. He came on the network and talked about it at that time. Obviously, I don't need to tell all of you, stocks have gone virtually straight up since he made that warning. But the points he made in those moments were interesting now to look back at what he was talking about. Asset bubbles, low interest rates, too many ETFs, a bubble, if you will, in passive investing. And now maybe we're witnessing some of that. Was his call precise at that moment? No, he'd be the first one to tell you that. But that's not exactly the point that he was making. It was sort of taking stock in where we were, what's happening in the market, and remembering that maybe this doesn't all end well at some point.
You've been involved in two famous fights with Carl Icahn. Well, not you. Obviously, with Ackman. You've got a book coming out on that in April, I believe.
I do.
And then I remember, and I believe you moderated this, at Delivering Alpha with Larry Fink of BlackRock, which has, of course, probably hundreds of ETFs. And I remember those two guys, didn't they, Scott? They jog our memory, kind of got into it, where Icahn was like, you're creating weapons of mass destruction. And Fink's like, shut up, everything's fine.
Okay, so
I summarized.
you did well, except they didn't kind of get into it. They got into it.
They did.
They fully got
when
into
was
it.
Was that?
That was at Delivering Alpha probably 2.5 years ago.
But there's one thing to have an ETF, and there's another thing to have a leveraged ETF, right?
Sure.
Is the issue the ETFs or the ETNs or whatever, or is it the leverage?
The issue is the leverage.
I mean, 1929
these inverse
was
products,
leverage.
And look, even BlackRock is out today saying that there needs to be more regulation for some of these leveraged products. People don't know exactly how they work. I mean, if you say, okay, it's not just a retail problem, there's very big investors, institutions that got their shirts ripped off and then their faces smacked in the last 24 hours as a result of how this thing traded, both the move, the velocity, and the inability to deal with it.
And here's why people care, and this is a bit wonky again, and I think the description of what happened the last few days is very complicated. We're trying to make it simple. We don't want to dumb it down. An ETF, we obviously know what that is. An ETN, what a lot of people may not realize is it's also backed by the bank that issues it, correct? So if there's a problem with a big ETN, you start to get the sniffs of banks.
Systemic risk.
I'm trying to be
else.
Real.
Right, you know, that's why the banks this morning was so quick
like we're talking about. What are we talking about in this, the XIV? I mean, how much money was it in that? Was it a couple billion dollars?
It was $1.1 billion, but we don't know the exact amount of the leverage included in this. And obviously, there was a lot of things that were attached perhaps to the XIV that then spiraled out of control. And for Credit Suisse, who put the ETN out, it's nothing. We get it. But I think at least calls, and I think Carl would agree, I mean, you know him a lot better than I do, which is that these products, if they're that confusing, I'm not sure there's necessarily a need for them.
I don't know that they're confusing.
Maybe they just need to be regulated.
It's double leverage. It's double.
Right.
I mean
what are they based off of?
Their 20-page prospectus is probably pretty clear on what's involved in these, or you wouldn't have some of the big names and the institutions who are investing in them. It's just you can see what happens when the market psychology changes in the blink of an eye. And people start running for the exits where they start, things changed on Friday. The jobs report seemed to change things. Wages rose. All of a sudden, you're fearing inflation's run away. So that short of
volatility creeped up just enough.
Volatility
triggers stuff.
Hey there. Thanks for checking out CNBC on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all of the day's biggest stories. You can also click on any of the videos around me to watch the latest from CNBC. Thanks for watching.
Okay. So, okay, welcome back real quick. Now, I hope you heard what he was saying. He was about to say that the
How
banks are insolvent and he stopped
between
and
a garden
himself.
Variety pullback and something that might be signaling a longer term issue for stocks.
So we think that this is the former, that this is a sell off that's just a normal bull market correction. What we've seen so far is that we've had uninterrupted gains the first 3 weeks of the year, up 7%. Really, since the election of Donald Trump, the market's up 35%, and over 2 years, 50%. So the pace of those gains were unsustainable for a bull market. And so it's much more normal when you see some corrections come into the equity markets. And actually, some of the work that we've done suggests that even in bull markets, in years where the S&P 500 rises, on average, you get 2 days a year with a 2% decline or greater. So given the level of the Dow today, that means we should expect 2 days a year of 500-point declines. And so overall, you know, to answer your question more directly, how do we know? No one knows in advance when you get these pullbacks if this is going to be a bigger drawdown or the end of the cycle. But in our view, it's very unlikely that this is the end of the cycle, just given the strength and momentum of both the U.S. and the global economy and of the corporate profit cycle.
Well, you understood completely what I was driving at there and making the distinction between a garden variety pullback and something that is more significant. Gabriella, take me through your thinking about what this pullback signifies. It obviously is something we haven't had in a couple of years.
Yeah, in a couple of years. So it's really just going back to normal levels of volatility in our mind. What would be normal would be maybe a 5% pullback once a quarter, a 10% even once a year, still within the realm of normal. And to your question about when does it turn into something more sinister, a bear market, let's say?
Right.
It's about something actually fundamentally changing in the economy, right? Do we see a recession in the horizon? That's when you would switch and actually think that this could turn into a bear market.
No recession.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was a new video that started, Scotty, so it was good to go. But it still served a purpose. Okay, so I hope you all heard what was really being discussed. And let me tell you some of the things that the signal was. It was about derivatives, ETFs, and other leveraged, too much leveraged money or cash or investments that's coming in into the market. Well, and then they said that there needs to be more regulation. Let me tell you, that was the key that a major, in my opinion, that's like Carl said, is going to be worse than 2009 and worse than 1929 is going to happen. Here's why. They're giving their overall clues to their minions as to how to play this and what to do. Here's the significance. Why would you need regulations? You need a major hit so that people, where you can steal so much from people, pensions, investments, and everything else, to where it hurts so bad that you can come back and say, hey, now we need to give more regulations and we need to protect the people more. And the actual bankers that come back and say, no, it was the regulations that caused us. We need to allow the banks, the market to have more freedom in this overall. And then that's where they'll get everybody. You want this pain to stop? Give us more freedom. Or else it's going to. And you know what the people will say? The ones that have no clue, that have not prepared for it, they'll say just give them whatever they want. And I'm going to tell you, no matter how much you give the market, it'll never be enough, because they have an insatiable appetite to take everything you have and then more, because they feel that they're entitled to it. This is why with your 401ks and everything else, you pay right away. They say pay me today, pay me every 2 weeks, and we promise, that when you no longer have energy to work, we'll give you all of this back. It's a pipe dream. It's fool's gold. Looks like gold, but it ain't gold. And that's what we really do need to prepare for and position ourselves. Because as you get older, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how bad you were at doing whatever you did, how great of an athlete you were, the key will be you were. You won't be able to do what you were able to do in your 20s when you get to your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. I had hoped that you had realized in that overall time span that the whole scheme and scam was to get your energy, but you have to preserve it. And you need to preserve your energy in something that is time proven to have never, ever be subject to market risk. And that's money, not currency that we call money. So Very, very important that we do that. So in today's show, there's something that I want to, let me just fix this really quickly. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. It's time for us to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I have to read something to you. And we need to talk about this so that you and your family can be properly prepared for the economic Armageddon or the economic crisis that is brewing, so that you can seize on the opportunities, because this is the great wealth transfer always happens during crisis. As Rahm Emanuel says, let no good crisis go to waste. They are going to cause a crisis because they've already squandered all of the investment, because they have no intentions. The system only takes. It never gives you anything. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Did we lose Dave?
Hey, there we go. Sorry about that. I muted myself. Good looking out, Scotty. Sorry about that. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call at area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And today's show is the Powerful System Has History. And I want to go over some of that history with you all just to give you a clue as to some of the things that we're dealing with and why we need to prepare and why we need to position ourselves to be self-determining individuals, self-determining and sovereign. And that is a choice that you can make to become that. And I think it's in your best interest to do that and in our family's best interest. So please do think about that. So there's an article that I posted. And it says, and this was from Natural News. Here's the article. I want you to, but before I get to the article, I want to read something to you before we get to the article. Let me pull up Tando. And I just posted this one. Here it is. I've read it before, but I think it's very, very important. And this was by the Rothschild Brothers of London, writing to associates in New York City. The associates in New York City in June the 25th of 1863. The Rothschild brothers. Quote, "The few who understand the system will either be so interested in its profits or be so dependent upon its favors that there will be no opposition from that class. While on the other hand, the great body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that capital derives from the system will bear its burden without complaint, and perhaps without even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interests. This is from the Rothschild Brothers of London writing to their associates in New York, June the 25th, 1963. And we read that quote before, and I needed to read it again because this is why you always hear me talk about the system. And the system, and it says, for the few who understand the system will be either so interested in its profits that they won't oppose it, or so dependent upon its favor that there will be no opposition from that class. That means that there's a class of people, and it's a very few in that class of people that understand that the system is already in place. And who do you think those individuals are? Those are the individuals that actually run the corporations. Those are the individuals that we would consider celebrity figureheads here on Tando Radio Show. Those are the individuals that are the minions for the overall people and individuals that you don't see, but you definitely feel their decision making. You are adversely affected by their decisions. Their free will, or the invoking of their will, actually is the overall subjugating and enslavement that drives the all of the system, all components of the system, all components of the schooling, the financial, the social, the religious, the military, the sovereign, national sovereignty. All of that is run by the system itself. None of it is organic. None of it is a part of the ecosystem. All of it has been created by man. And everything that man creates, he puts a patent on it for control of that individual that created it. And they haven't relinquished that to this day. Why is that so hard for us to understand? Oh, because we go to school and get indoctrinated into ways and means. Our way of life provides somebody else's means of life. We do what we're told. And it said in that class, while on the other hand, the greater body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that capital derives from this system. Those are the individuals that always yell conspiracy theory because they're mentally incapable of comprehending. And that's the truth. And the reason why that they're mentally incapable of comprehending is because they've given in fully to the overall schooling that they were told is in their best interest. This is what you're going to do, and you're going to be able to live a good life. You're going to do this, and then you're going to give this up in exchange. And you know what people, most people say? Yeah, that's I could do that, because they have not looked at anything other than what's been posed to them. So we don't know anything different. So we do what we familiar with and what we're comfortable with. Very few of us question the system at all. Very few of us even notice that the system is in place. You know what we do notice? We notice what they want us to see, the dividing borders that are placed before us. So we look at the borders and what divides us as the overall problem. When are we going to start to have some real foresight and realize that someone put that border there? Who put that border there and for what reason? It's not organic. It's not a part of the ecosystem. It's not natural. It's man-made. If something is not natural, what do they say it is? And they tell you so much of everything. They say it's man-made. Everything that you've been taught to live by laws and rules is man-made. It's not the overall spirit of the law. It's the letter of the law. The letter of the law is man-made. The spirit of the law is universal. And it derives its overall truth, regardless of who you are. and what standing you have, what social or class standing that you have under the letter of the law. So it says that the great body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that capital derives from that system will bear its burden without complaint. What does that mean? That means you will give up all of your energy, you will give up your overall sovereignty, you will give up your prosperity without even as much as batting an eye, because you think that this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be subjugated in somebody's slave. I'm supposed to obey somebody else. Somebody is supposed to tell me what to do. Someone is supposed to tell me how to live. I'm supposed to give up all of my talents and ability to someone else for their overall gain while I get nothing. I was created by them for their purpose, because we believe those overall lies and that magic, those magic spells that they cast on so many people. And then they reinforce it by poisoning the food, by poisoning the water, by poisoning the overall environments, by poisoning our relationships with people that we don't even know. They wear one color, we wear another color. You're supposed to kill that color that's wearing that one over there. And we do it. Why? Because we've been taught to hate ourselves, so we hate so much everything around us. We've taught to be what we had to endure. And it's right here in front of you. If you have a sincere mind to question. But I know this is deep, because this goes back to 1863. But do you think that they came up with this in 1863? But no, let me tell you something about 1863. Wait a minute. This, how many hundreds of years ago is that? That's over 300 years ago. The legacy of your overall family, you can't even, most people can't even trace it back that far. And they've been so indoctrinated from there, so that it continues to grow. And that overall momentum becomes embedded in your overall family, to where you don't even question it anymore. Because all you see is your family obeying, and all you ever see is everyone else around you obeying. Have you ever seen the overall scientific, I'm going to play it here on YouTube, the overall scientific program or experiment that was done in, I think it was in the 50s, where they got on the elevator. There's a group of people already on the elevator, and then another single person comes on the elevator, and everyone that's on the elevator simultaneously, in sync, turn their backs toward the other side. And what does the person that just walked on the elevator, what does that person do? They look at what everybody else has done without saying a word. No one says a word. You know what that other person does? They do an about face and turn around. How many would you get on the elevator when everybody turned their back and you look at all and say, what's wrong with you crazy people? Oh, you would? Then why do we follow the other old doctrines that we didn't create daily? That experiment shows the overall power of how you control people, how you get people to obey, and they've been doing a fantastic job at that since the beginning. I don't care who you are, to deny that means that you are what? Mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that you have just given up. You've given up your life. Yes, you can still choose to obey them. That choice is yours. That free will option is yours. But is it to your benefit or to their benefit? And I would say, because of your mental incapability, and what they say now sometimes children are too young to make decisions because they don't have the mental capacity. No longer do we have the mental capacity to function as individuals. No longer do we have the mental capacity to function as sovereign and self-determining. And it says it will be the burden bearers without complaint. But what will we complain for? We'll complain that the system needs to give us more. I don't want to be a slave, but I definitely want to have one. And in the article, I mean, then the quote goes on, and perhaps without even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interests. It's not to your advantage to be here. And you know what we think? No, it is. Because they're going to give me a worthless piece of green paper that's all pretty and all this other stuff. They're going to give me some money. And with this money, I'm going to be able to live out my dreams and my past. Your dreams are broken. Dreams have a way of turning into nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. We're dreaming about all the wrong damn things. And all these nightmares are coming true. So that was, got a caller in queue. I heard him. I was on another real quick. So let me go to this caller. I don't know who's first. I think it's, we're going to go to my brother out of Tennessee. Jerry, welcome to the Tando Radio Show. You wanted to comment? Go ahead, brother. What say you?
Greetings, Dave. Greetings, Scotty.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm still learning, man. I'm still learning.
I love when Jerry says that. I love when Jerry says, I'm still learning. I'm still learning. Go ahead, Jerry.
That's something that I kidnapped from the, brother Neely Fuller, and it made sense to me, so I just implemented it into my everyday life. So that's where that comes from. But
right.
I wanted to, and this kind of goes along with what you're talking about tonight, but it has more recent impact. Donald Trump today, and this is something that we'll be discussing after Scotty gets off air tonight, but Donald Trump, pertaining to what you say, is where they start the problem and then they wait for you to be the, they wait to be the solution. Today, he was talking about shutting down the government, and I know a lot of people picked up on that part as far as I think it'd be good for the government to shut down if they can't come to my side. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's what I felt like he was saying.
Right.
But what a lot of people didn't, that I haven't seen in the papers or anybody that I've spoken to, they didn't pick up on this part. As far as the deportations and ICE, what he was saying, he was going, they was ramping up on deporting the gang members. Now they're using the MS-13 as a headstone or as the main attraction as far as gang members. They're using MS-13, but when we go back in history, we, being the melanated people of this country, has always been known as the gang members. And I'm wondering if anybody else, including yourself, and like I said, we're going to discuss this more on real life, if anybody else picked up on that little bit of that little snippet of information that he was using as far as giving out information on the people that he was going to get ready to try to get rid of. What's your thoughts on that? And I'll mute my line.
Okay, great, great question. Hey, Jerry, Scotty wanted me to convey to you that he's sick today, so he won't be able to do the his show tonight. So you'll still be doing you guys' show, I believe. But so he just wanted me to convey that. He said, tell Brother Jerry I'm taking a sick day tonight. So Scotty is sick. Jerry, you catch that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had just
okay. Okay, cool. Cool. And Jerry, but before you go, real quick, tell everybody about your show and where they can follow you guys tonight and every Tuesday night that y'all do your show. You know, definitely tell them about it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Me and Brother Rise has deemed me Jenna Kep Rise, so I've been going by that name. And on BTR community, I list our shows up on the Foundational Radio Network, and we do a show every Tuesday. It's be getting ready to vamp up a couple of more days throughout the week, but it's just been family issues, so that has come about as of yet. But tonight we will be discussing what's actually going on with DACA from my point of view, and I'm wondering what the other listeners, what their point of view is of it. I want to talk about Agenda 2030 that happened when Barack Obama went to the UN and delivered our Constitution to the UN. So when we're wondering why so many things are going on with the police, why the executive orders are going through without no sniff from the Congress, these are some of the things that we will be going over tonight. We've talked many of times here on Tando. For those of you who check us out on Real Life, we've talked about it. Melanated Roots, they've talked about it as far as Black and African American not having no legal standings in law. And that's the purpose of us having this conversation tonight, because with everything that's going on, who's to say that we're not being put in a position to be deported ourselves? While a lot of us are cheering for DACA and a lot of these illegal immigrants, quote unquote, to be deported, remember, this is the North American continent. And a lot of these people was already here before these Europeans come along with these laws. So when we think about it from that perspective, we learn that everything is not what it seems. And with us being classified as Negro, colored, now Black, and now African American, I try to figure out why nobody ever asked the question, why are we the only people that's constantly being redesignated? And I think it's a big, big purpose for that. And I'm hoping, but from what I'm seeing, that purpose is gearing up to be showed right now. So that's the conversation we're going to be having tonight. It starts at 10 o'clock p.m. And for those of you who don't want to call in, you could listen to us on Black Talk Radio Network at 10 o'clock. If you would like to call in and be a part of the conversation, the phone number is 423-398-1885. That number again is 423-398-1885. And star to let yourself be heard. Thank you for that, Dave.
My brother, yeah, definitely. So great, great show. They always have a great show. And so my overall, real quick to answer, in my opinion, what's going on with that. It's a setup for everything else. Because, you know, think about it. They're devising these borders so that everyone will be refugees. When you think about it, whenever you fly in a plane, you look out the window, and I say this all the time, you look out the window, you see what the great creator has made. You don't see any borders. You don't see any borders until you see the letter of the law known as a map. Then that's where they start to carve everything up and say, you live here, you live here. This is the language that you speak. This is your culture. This is what you do. This is your enemy. They start to tell you all of your confines for life. And, you know, I think it's no by no coincidence that when you look at the overall agenda here domestically, it's serving this purpose. Whenever they say an illegal alien, what's the first thing you think of? What's the first thing you think of? You never, ever look at it from the contents of, do you know that there's other people from different parts of the world that are here illegally, but the one that you've been trained to identify as an illegal alien has a certain look. And that same thing is always perpetuated because that's the system dividing everyone so that they can now come in and give the overall, administer the overall authority in order to control the problem that has now turned into chaos.
But Dave,
it's all a setup. It's all a setup. Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Someone had background noise.
Someone does, but I was trying to ask a question real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me mute this one person. I'll come back to the person that I muted. You had background noise. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. While you was getting to that point real quick, I wanted to just add in the fact that here on Tando, we have, I know I have particularly, I can't recall everybody's name who's went through, but we've talked about this once before. Speaking about the illegal aliens and how they detonate.
Yep.
During hurricane, what was the last hurricane in Houston? I can't remember what the hurricane was. It's not even important. When I say the hurricane in Houston, most people know what I'm talking
Harvey?
About. Hurricane Harvey. Now, when that was going on, we had our counterparts. We had the white men and women, and they were survivors, and the melanated people that looked like us, we was designated as refugees. Well, yeah, we was designated as looters also, but the first thing they called us was refugees, which means that we had no designation. But I don't know how many people caught that either. You know, like you said, we have been so indoctrinated to look at ourselves at a certain way, and they are constantly, like you always say, they let us know before they do it. They letting us know that we don't have any designation. So with that being said, while we are deporting people, right now the best way to get rid of us would be by immigration. Illegal immigration gets you out of here. And if we don't have no designation, because, I mean, when you think about, when we're talking about African-American, that's not a designation. That's a multi-continental person. Now, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But
no,
this is,
no.
It's my opinion. That's a multi-continental person. And,
right. That's what it is.
I don't know how many of us that designate ourselves as African American has a dual passport, meaning that we have residence in Africa, which doesn't make any sense because Africa has so many countries. But you know, that was just my thoughts. I just wanted to add that in there, and I'll mute myself once again. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Man, well said, Jerry. Great points. Actually, so true. And you know, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it back up. We got a couple of callers in queue. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. A lot of the things that Jerry was saying, I think, is always relevant. You could carry those, hear him and Roz, 10 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, tonight on BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, on Black Talk Radio Network. Catch them. Great, great show. Foundation Radio Network. Foundational Radio Network. So check them out. So we're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
OK,
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, then give us a call, 704-802-5056. And we read a quote from the Rothschilds, and I would love to hear from you all and what the system has been doing and how it actually manipulates us and how it allows us to surrender our energy without any real, we will not relinquish our overall bondage ourselves. We will not oppose it. We will not do what's in our best interest. We will always look to the system for the overall guidance to our own demise. And I don't know about y'all, but that is self-mutilation. And it's not been in the best interest for us to do that in the past, the present, and it damn sure won't be in our best interest in the future. So we got a couple of callers in queue, and I want to go to those callers real quickly. We had the board shuffled up on me. Hold on. Let me find that person. Okay. We had a caller out of Atlanta. Let me get to that. I had to mute them because of the background noise. Let me call them back. Okay. Welcome, caller out of Atlanta. Zip code of 470. Prefix of 752. You're on Tando Radio Show. What says you?
Hey, Dave. It's Rob from Atlanta.
Big Rob. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? I just wanted to know, where can I get a copy of that that quotation from the Rothschild? You said a mouthful when you was describing that, and I want to be able to relay that to, you know what I'm saying, my people, and be able to articulate it and why they need to give attention to it.
Yeah, text me, Rob, and I'll send you I'll send that to you. When you're ready,
okay,
for it, just
okay,
text me, and then I'll because it's real easy for me to when you text me, then it for me to copy it and send it right to you.
Info. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna mute my line.
Okay. Great. My brother, Big Rob. Next caller we got coming out of South Carolina, 803. Caller out of South Carolina, 803. What's your name and what says you? What say you? Excuse me.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Oh, Brother Davis, I forgot it's Tuesday, and I forgot it was Tuesday. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Dave, you think a dynamic show, and I hope people understand what's going on here. And there's a lot of things been said that literally have validity, but I fail to realize that what you're going to change. We have to work on that, because that is really where the problem is. And then when we start working on us, we'll realize that things that are kicking out now, like this financial crisis is on the verge, everybody heard about it, the new so-called black identity extremist, which is the 2018 regeneration of the black pro and pro. Well, tomorrow night's show is going to be on how to find the weaknesses in yourself and how to strengthen them. Because regardless of what goes on around you, that's around you. You can't do nothing about what they're doing. So you need to work on you. See, here's the sad part. The reason why you don't know who you are is because you don't want to accept the truth. All of the programming that they've been doing on you is for specifically to eliminate you. Think about it. Everything they've done in history is strictly to eliminate you. So what if you came to the realization that you are not a threat to them? See, we fail to realize what they fear isn't us. It's what in us. And if we ever identify that, and we ever tap into it, then they begin to realize it. Because they will see that what they already know, which is we are not them. So, tune in tomorrow night. I'm going to have people, because I'm going to point out to you how you are powerful. show your power, but you do it in such a way of insignificant identification. And Dan Hall said that. Insignificant identification. You think it's insignificant, but they know exactly what it is. On every front, everything they do is to belittle you. So you could see yourself as this tiny thing caught up in a great circumstance. But what you are is this great thing looking at a little bitty circumstance. But the you was going to determine your destiny. We could kick in tomorrow night with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday, and we're going to cover some ground, but believe me, regardless of what goes on around you, there's nothing you can do but start with you. I appreciate you, Brother Dave, right? As usual,
Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Don't miss it. I just want to say, Brother Davis, as always, thank you for having the focus always remaining on us, because that's where the real power is, and that's why Wise Wednesday is so important. And Brother Davis, well said, as always. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. And I'm going to tell you, Wise Wednesdays is a must, because that's where Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and that whole platform is really about developing you and to reconnecting you and giving you the option to reconnect yourself. Connection. Don't lose connection. Don't lose connection. It's too powerful. And this is what Brother Davis does on Wise Wednesdays. And the reconnection is so important, how powerful you are. So don't miss tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, coming with pen and paper in hand and questions in hand. Questions for Brother Davis, because that is going to definitely help you. Don't worry about being afraid to ask a question. Don't worry about how you're going to sound. Don't worry about any of that, because all of that has been the overall schooling that we've been taught, just to sit there and get told what to do. Brother Davis is telling you not to sit there, but to move, and to move in power, because you are powerful. So, Brother Davis, looking forward to Wise Wednesday tomorrow. I appreciate you so much. Much love, much respect. Give my regards and give my affection to the great queen. Okay, wow, Brother Davis, phenomenal. This is another monster. My man, Brother Braggs, is in queue. That needs no introduction. Brother Braggs, what says you?
Peace.
Peace, my brother.
I was sitting here listening to you, brothers, and I was thinking about something, because just check this out. Just walk with me, man. I don't know if you've heard this before, and I just wanted to share this. Okay, this pertains to the Civil War, and then I'm going to take you someplace else right on top of that. In 1861, the Southern state representative of the original signatories of the Social Compact walked out of Congress. This created Sendai. Abraham Lincoln was elected president. The South walked out and declared their states' rights pursuant to the Social Compact known as the U.S. Constitution. Slavery was only window dressing for the Civil War. The war had nothing to do with slavery. It had to do with the states' rights of the present living prosperity of the original signatories to the Social Compact to alter or abolish the forms of government which the forefathers established for themselves and their posterity. Rights and national debt to the creditors, fiscal agents, the bankers. The South wanted to be redeemed from the crown in England. The North wanted to remain under the dominion and their debt. When the posterity of the member states in the South ordered their representatives to walk out of Congress, this ended the public side of the bifurcated Constitution as far as the Republican form of government was concerned. What remained of the government was the private side, the democracy, the remaining mob of the legitimate members of the congressional body of agents who had breached the organic social compact known as the U.S. Constitution, which the beneficiaries of the original signatories of the trust so established for their posterity, forced upon them under the rule of the fiscal agents of the crown bankers. Now, check this out. During and after the Civil War, the original 13th Amendment was replaced with the new 13th Amendment, was issued by the first executive order, and then enacted under martial law on December 18, 1865. The 14th Amendment was enacted similarly on July 28, 1868. The 15th Amendment enacted similarly on March 30, 1870. President Lincoln, by executive order, proclaimed the first Trading with the Enemy Act. President Lincoln stated the governor should create, issue, and circulate all currency and credit needed to satisfy the spending power of the government and the buying power of the consumers. Further, he quoted, "The privilege of creating and issuing money is not the only supreme prerogative of government, but is the government's greatest opportunity." Afterwards, he was murdered because he defied the bankers by printing interest-free money to pay off the war efforts. The 14th Amendment brought the free slaves whose previous owners were plantation owners and transferred those slaves under slavery of the government to assume 10-mile square jurisdiction of D.C. So you see what they did? The slaves that had belonged to the plantation owners now changed hands and belonged to D.C., to the federal government. Okay, let me just finish this and let me get out of here. At any given period of time, the only people in the United States who were under the jurisdiction of the private, ufficated government of the assumed 10-mile square of Washington, D.C. were the government employees and those who created the social compact, and of course those residing as resident and non-resident aliens within the territories owned by the United States, and now the former slaves. The former citizens of those living in the southern portion of the social construct known as the United States, for the United States of America, now captured, became 14th Amendment citizens by martial law. Their only express and sole privilege was to vote as granted by the 15th Amendment. The remainder of the compact party, people of the posterity related thereto, could still invoke the power over government through original jurisdiction of the Republic side of the Constitution only, and limited application from any curtailed privilege and immunity effected pursuant there to by way of the Act of July 27, 1868, C-249, 1, 15 Stat 223, Revised Stat 1999, now titled 8 U.S.C. 800-801 Expatriation Act. Let me spell it, because E-X-P-A-T-R-I-A-T-I-O-N, I can't pronounce that. Thus, the new form of democracy.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Thus, the new form of democracy, mob rule, martial law, as the government was so styled, operated fully under the authority of private law, dictated by the credit according to the principle of international public order. I just wanted to share that to you. I was reading that earlier, and I thought that was so interesting.
I have a question, Brother Braggs. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What are you reading from? Where is that information coming from?
That's right out of my 5.0.
What's that?
Got all these different old books, man, that I deal with. 5.0.
Okay, well, I wholeheartedly agree with whoever wrote that the Civil War was about slavery. Okay, the states' rights argument is the way that white supremacists, racists, practicing slavery tried to deflect. And that's how they try to deflect today. It was in the the CSA Constitution, the Confederate State Constitution. Slavery is mentioned by name, and it was abolitionists putting pressure on the federal government, even though Lincoln was never really a true abolitionist. The South feared that he was going to abolish slavery,
right.
But the Civil War was about slavery. And it was pushed by abolitionists.
Remember who funded them?
And victims of slavery. That don't matter, Brother Braggs. I don't care about who funded them. The war was about slavery, okay?
Britain still owns America, so Britain didn't lose the war. Britain won the war. They still own America.
We're not talking about all that, Brother Braggs. What we're talking about is human beings.
That's how they got ownership. That's how they got ownership right there. When they took over the
government. Listen, Brother Braggs, hear me out, okay? Hear me out, Brother Braggs, hear me out. You're talking about people that's like you, like me, and like everybody else under the jurisdiction and subject to the laws of the corporation called USA Inc. When we're talking about slavery, we ain't talking about taxation being governed by other people's laws. We talking about where they beating you down and stealing your labor for free. That's not happening to you right now. That's not happening to me right now. And the Civil War was over that. It was over slavery, chattel slavery, the rights of the individuals through the state to own human beings. Okay, that's what it was about. It's too much documentation and word of mouth accounts of the people who participated in the Civil War over what it was about. Of course, you had people with different agendas and trying to manipulate the outcome of events, but it was about ending slavery. And of course, they ain't never ended slavery. So, you know, we use metaphors and stuff. I'm talking about physical bondage, where you go Google those doggone images where you got these people with whip markers all over their back being abused, being raped. That, no, man, no. It was about slavery, man. So I don't agree with that writer. That's all I got to say.
Well, the only thing I'm saying, Britain won the war. Because they didn't, but they did because they wouldn't own the country. So all of that was subterfuge. That's all I'm saying. So the North was enslaving people just like the South was. The only thing, they were enslaving the immigrants that came off the boat. They did the same thing to them because they got the same treatment until they became citizens. They were second-class citizens. But what they did, what they really did, they changed who the slave was, because initially we wasn't the slaves. The slaves was the Slavics, the Irish, other European people. We was the owners of the land. See, that's what you got to understand. So when they flipped it, then we became the pure slave. Now, they had been enslaving the indigenous Indians all the time since they got here in the 1500s. That's the story that they don't tell. That's where everything gets all twisted up, because they were doing the slavery in reverse. So all these people all around the world that's been dispersed from here to all these different lands, when they start talking about these DNA tests, well, they know the British have dropped people off all over the world. This slavery is, and the same slavery that was going on then is going on now. Now it's in Libya. But the slavery had never ended, because in Saudi Arabia and countries like that, they've been practicing slavery forever. It's a no man land. It's the land where law, you make your own law, where you are law. And that's all I'm saying. Slavery ain't never ended. And we all enslaved, whether you realize or not. Even though we don't have whip marks, we all enslaved. Because we doing things that we don't want to do every day.
I'm not in the same condition as those brothers and sisters that's on strike right now on these prison plantations and are restricted in their movement to whatever the size of their cell is, and subjected to catching beat downs by guards and raped by fellow prisoners. I'm not in that condition, and neither are you, Brother Braggs.
Okay, all right. So great show as always, and much love, much respect. We got, hold on, Brother Braggs. We got one other caller I want to get to before we get out of here. Real quick, we got a caller out of Seattle. Welcome, caller out of Seattle. What's your name, and what is your question and comment? What say you?
Islam, family. This is Hassan, man.
Hassan, what's happening? Not much.
I was calling just to double-check the phone number that, what's his name, Gary? But y'all
What
in.
Phone number?
The phone number for the show that, who was that? Was that Jerry, I think, that was giving it?
Oh, Jerry. Yeah. It's going to be on BTR. So, you know what? I'll, Hassan, oh, shoot, let me try to get that number. Jerry, text me I have the number. I'll send it to you for the call-in.
I got 423-398-1885, but I wasn't sure if I caught it or not.
Raz, Jerry, unmute yourself real quick and give Hassan the number, please. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
It's 423. It's a Tennessee number. You know, I am from Chattanooga, Tennessee. 423-398-1885.
8-5. Oh, I had it right. Okay.
Yeah, 423-398-1885.
Okay, I got it.
I wanted to say something about
what they were just talking about. I know, because Scotty be going in when you get on that subject. But the only thing I'll say is, in a way, both of y'all is right. It's like, for Scotty, it's the Civil War. There's a bigger picture than the way he's viewing it. So he's correct, but it's actually bigger than that. And then as far as Brother Braggs, Brother Braggs is speaking on the bigger picture of it. I don't necessarily think he's disagreeing with him, but it's like it wasn't just about slavery, basically. It was, but that wasn't it. It was bigger than that.
Hassan, this is what happened. The states' rights, and this is what Trump was trying to reinstate with this Make America Great Again thing, was bringing back the states' rights, and it was about slavery, but it was also about stealing the land completely, because under the Articles of Confederation, which predated the Constitution, white men could not own land on this land mass. So with changing the laws, I mean with bringing laws and changing the designation of the Aboriginal people here, it gives them the opportunity. And with us not knowing who we are, that brings the opportunity closer and closer to where they can dismiss us. And that's what I was talking about as far as changing our designation constantly, where we went from when you look at the first dictionary that was ever written here in the United States, Noah Webster Dictionary, it states that an American was a copper-colored racist that was found here by the Europeans, and now
the Auto Chicane.
Exactly. So when we take that, now they are
Jerry, because it's you know, this is something that, you know, we definitely need to have a discussion on this. And then Otis said the states' rights have the battle has never ended. Very, very true. And I will just say this, that the overall slavery was a huge part of it all. But it was not only the enslavement that the people was back, but it was this, the overall subjugation of having fascism. That was one part of the overall civil war as well, was fascism. So to bring about the overall corporate structure. So, but you know, we'll catch this up. Yeah, real quick, because we got to get ready to go. You know, time is of the essence.
Yes, I know, and I apologize, but check this out. Like Scotty said, slavery was the initial part, and the reason why we know that is because slavery never stopped. It was just transformed because the South had slaves, but now, like you said, the corporation of the United States has the slaves now instead of just the southern part of the United States. So I'm going to mute myself and let you go ahead on.
And the only constitution that was ever bought was for the founders. And if you weren't a founder of this country, this constitution never applied to you, because you got the other side of it all, was the enslavement side, and that was the debt side of it all. Hey, listen, you just got to get ready to get out of here, and I will say, exactly, private prisons, corporations, exactly, and it expanded to there. And so much love, much respect to all of you, and it's never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later, and then we'll have part two of this, but the part two of this is not going to be around the overall the slave part of it all. It's more about what it is, where we are right now, because I think that we definitely need to learn from the system. And this whole show has been about the system. So we got to get ready to get out of here. BTR News is not coming up next. Scotty needs to heal up. So Scotty, definitely do that. And all of you, Brother Braggs, if you could be so kind, my good brother, to chime us out. Give me a call too, Brother Brad. I didn't talk to you in a while. Call me first thing in the morning. I missed the past couple of ones. I need some help with my dog, bruh. So give me a call. I need to talk to you. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Man, I truly do appreciate you all. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.